Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Presentations with FedEx Office Print Online.
Oh, I bet. Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend, Kirk Chaffetz. Kirk's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, next month will be his 10th anniversary. He doesn't even know that yet. We've got the anniversary thing scheduled here. We got his on-base percentage, his RBI, and everything, all that stuff. Kirk is the founder and the CEO of Story Worldwide, and that's an organization that helps people put their best foot forward in the marketplace around the world. He's an author, a Pulitzer Prize nominee. He's our good friend, Kirk Chaffetz. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Who knew it had been a decade since I first started talking to you?
And you're so excited about that too, aren't you?
I'm going to get people busy baking cakes immediately.
There you go. Hey, Kirk, one of the things that you and I have talked about on the show before, and I give you full attribution when I parrot your ideas about this, is the idea that all businesses have to be publishers. You've talked about that, and the question is not whether you're going to publish. The question is, what are you going to publish about, and how are you going to publish it? And those weren't questions that you would have asked somebody 20 years ago, 30, maybe even 10 years ago. But today, everybody not only has to be a publisher, everybody can be a publisher, right?
It's all true. It is all true. It's interesting the way content, content is now the big word. This is a word we didn't even use 10 years ago. We talked about TV shows. We talked about books. We talked about magazine articles. I don't think the average person in business used the word content. And I'm still, by the way, convinced that most people in business, big businesses, small businesses, have no idea what the word content really means, or how to use it to sell things.
It's not part of their thought process, which is very unfortunate.
Right, and I think it's really time. The moment has come to wake up and understand that advertising and marketing have changed forever. And it's interesting because this is catching on. eMarketer recently reported on a study by eConsultancy and Adobe, which said that the number one focus for, this is big marketers this year, is going to be content creation and distribution. 39% of all of the big advertisers in the world answering this survey said that was their number one priority, and that was the biggest percentage of any priority. So that's it. This 2013.
Say that priority again. I want people to hear this again.
The creation and distribution of content, or so-called content marketing, is the number one corporate marketing priority of 2013. Mm-hmm. So When you see stuff like that, you know the world has changed. It's not, increasing my TV budget. It's not getting better commercials made. It's not redoing my packaging, although that may be part of content. It is content is now what's on everybody's mind. So I think that understanding that revolution, understanding why and how content works, understanding that this is not the death of advertising, as the radicals, including myself, used to say, but that it really is the rebirth of advertising. You know, this is advertising that really wasn't working so well, rising phoenix-like from the ashes of, you know, the last terrible TV commercial, and morphing into something that is both less expensive and far more effective than anything the previous generation thought of.
And Kirk, as we go to the break, I'll remind you of something that I've been telling my audience now for 10 years at least. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. And that's what you just got through saying.
True.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Kirk Chapin is our guest. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about conversation as media. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.